Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. out to me. It's filling me up. I got you to tell him, fill me up and watch what happens to your life. Watch the overflow. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called the saints, and faith in Christ Jesus. You know, I want him to fill me up till I overflow. That's what I want. Just fill me up, Lord, till I overflow. Everybody ain't ready for it, but if you're ready, you have not because you ask not. I just love God, you know, he's doing an awesome job, man, when it comes to the spiritual things. Hey, brother and sister, we're going to get into our lesson here. Before we get into it, we want you all to take time out. Wish Pastor Bill a happy birthday. And she a day older than she was yesterday. And we're so happy to know that she's still with us. And wish her a great, marvelous, happy birthday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she's going to help get us started with prayer.
Praise the Lord, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection and that birthday greeting. I'm so thankful that God blessed me to see another birthday. Amen. And it's all because of his grace and his mercy. So to God be the glory, and I thank God. And the scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10. It says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." And then one of our foundational scriptures is St. John 16:13. "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're giving you thanks, Father God. Giving you thanks for another day, Father God. Father God, we're thanking you for the broadcast. We're thanking you for the listeners and those who participate. Thanking you, Lord, for those who go on the internet to listen as well, Father God. Father God, we're thanking you for your many blessings. And we just praying for our leaders, we're praying for all those in high offices, we're praying for the believers, Father God, we're praying for those that are sick and shut in, those that are going through, those that are standing at the crossroads of life, not knowing which way to turn. Father God, we ask that you would guide and direct them with your Spirit. We're praying for those who are bereaved today, Father God, touch the families and may they change their life and live a life pleasing unto you. Father God, we just give you thanks. We're so thankful for your word, Father God. Your word is like a roadmap to us that keeps us on the straight and narrow path and draws us closer to you, teaches us how to be spiritual, teaches us how to love one another, forgive one another. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you will bless the word that we're going to hear today, that we can meditate on that word day and night. Bless that you continue to bless our pastor, bless Evangelist Sharon, Evangelist Renee, and all the evangelists and pastors and ministers on the line, and even those that are listening in, Lord. We just ask that you will bless each and every one, and we give you praise, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to begin by saying that in our last lesson, we studied about the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, and how important it is to know what Spirit you're being led by. And the Holy Spirit, we have just seen only a part of his ministry. And so this week, we hopefully will get into a little deeper, especially the testimony of Jesus that he gave by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to explore some scriptures there. Because remember, Jesus claimed that the Holy Spirit taught him. Now, why wouldn't you want to be taught like Jesus be taught? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that stuff. I better give you some scriptures. Let's start with what was that? Oh, okay, Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. As Evangelist Sharon, she'll read that for us at the King James Version.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that selection. Yes, that was a great selection that you picked today. And happy birthday, Pastor Bell. And may God bless you with many, many healthy more. Praise the Lord. And I'll thank God for you and your birthday. And Luke 4, what did you say, Pastor? I'm sorry.
18.
Okay. And it reads as follows. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, God's Spirit is on me. He chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. Amen.
So, you see, Jesus himself was taught by the Holy Spirit. Hope you can see that in that passage of Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal. See, the Holy Spirit was teaching him.
Yeah, say that.
So he went into all their synagogue. He went everywhere teaching and preaching that word, that anointed word.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stood up to read, remember all those people with eyes was fastened on him because that was for the anointed one to teach and to preach. That's all they could see. They didn't realize that the Holy Ghost was teaching Jesus and what to do and how to do. And so... along with the others, I wanted to add that. And also in John 3:34. Let's look at St. John 3:34.
Okay. John 3:34 reads as follows in the King James. He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, the one that God sent speaks God's word, and don't think he rationed out the Spirit in bits and pieces. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you're being led by the Spirit of God, you do the things of God. And you say what God's word say to say. So Jesus was being led. But now he didn't get portions of it. He got it in the fullness. He was ready to receive it in the fullness.
Yeah.
The question today, Will you let God direct you and lead you? That would be the question. You know, you start with truth. Let me say that too. Because you start with truth. Somebody said, oh, Pastor, oh, man, I just wish I knew that Bible like you. And they went on and on and on, all this old stuff. So I said, okay, first of all, you got to want truth. See, the Holy Ghost can't teach nothing but truth. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It may not agree with you. So are you willing? See, that's the key right there. A lot of people say, well, you know what? I want to speak God's word. But are you willing to speak truth in the midst of a pandemic situation? Will you teach peace right now? It's not fashionable right now. But will you teach peace? I promise you, if Martin Luther King was here today, with everything that you see going on, he would be holding a peace sign. Peace. He believed in nonviolence. Where John Lewis too?
Mm-hmm.
What happened on the Capitol? If John Lewis was living, that wouldn't happen then.
Amen. Amen.
Because he taught peace. He taught what the Word of God said. But my focus is for Christians to get this. That's what I want. I want the church to get the fact that, hey, y'all, let's be led by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And let's do it the same way Jesus did it. Jesus talked of the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Remember we talked the other day about John 6:63, the Spirit quickening. It gives life. So you can be taught.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, let me tell you what, at the end of the day, here's what it's really about. If you don't believe it, you can see in John 3:36. It's about your eternal life, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Brothers and sisters, if you don't have that as your focus point, you're going to miss all of this. Because there's too many preachers out here teaching people about spiritual things, but it's for the money. And I'm going to tell you, they're doing a good job, man, if it was possible. Very elect to be fooled. Yeah. They're doing a job. I'm telling you. But then at the end of the day, if you listen with your spirit, man, you'll see, well, now, you know, we got to bless God with our offering. You don't bless God with no money. That's not scripture.
Right. All right.
That's not scripture. Let's bless God with our first substance. But sisters, how you gonna do that? I want by giving it to me or giving it to an organization. Explain to me how you do that per the scripture. Cause see, we were talking a moment ago in Luke 4. Remember the fourth verse that mentioned, "I live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God." So if you're going to be living by the Spirit, you got to start depending on the Word of God. It requires that.
Amen.
So this week, though, I'm looking forward to us talking about the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Remember, it starts with truth. And if you'll find that over in St. John 16:8-11. St. John 16:8-11. But sister, if you don't start with truth, you can't end up with truth.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't like that. But I'm going to say it again, because I want the devil to know he can't speak truth. See, the devil know he can't speak truth. Ain't no truth in him. He was a liar from the beginning, John 8. So he is no truth in him. So when you're telling people about Christ, you got to speak truth if the Holy Ghost leading you. But in John 16 and 8:11.
In the King James, it reads as follows: "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. of sin because they believe not in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. When he comes, he'll expose the error of the godless world's view of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He will show them that their refusal to believe in me is their basic sin, that righteousness comes from above, where I am with the Father, out of their sight and control, that judgment takes place as the ruler of this godless world is brought to trial and convicted. Amen.
Amen.
We won't spend a lot of time on it today, but before the week's out, we're coming back to John 16 and 8 through 11 because the Spirit, he names three great themes of the testimony of the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit is going to convict and tell people of their sin and their unbelief. That's what he does. He's going to tell them about righteousness, which God requires. See, God doesn't require going to church. I don't know if you all realize that or not, but he don't require that. But he requires righteousness, and that righteousness is in Christ. So that's why you got to get in Christ. He said, this is what the Holy Ghost is going to do now. The Holy Ghost is going to do this.
All right.
I mean, when he, the Spirit of truth is coming. See, the Spirit of truth is coming, man.
Yes, amen.
And that's what he's going to do. He's going to teach truth. Read the 13th verse. Let's see. Let's read the 13 and 14 verse, Evangelist Jim.
Yeah. In King James, it reads,
yes.
Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will soon be things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall see it unto you. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, but when the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus announced the truth by which the Holy Spirit convict the world. Then he said that he's going to do it with his word. And the word is going to say what is sin, what is not. The word of God is going to say where righteousness and where it's not. So we're going to get into that this week. But as the Son spent his earthly life in speaking to glorify the Father, that's what he was doing, glorifying the Father. So the Holy Spirit is going to spend his time speaking to glorify the Son. That's why I'm always talking about the Christ. Christ needs to be glorified. People, everything we have is in Christ.
Amen.
But they want to tell you how to get a few dollars and then how to keep them. And you're going to die and go to hell. Ain't no other way to say it. Because you being reap what you sow. You sow into the flesh, guess what you're going to reap?
Amen.
See, I can't work for Home Depot. Y'all got a Home Depot up there, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, we do. Yeah.
I can't work for Home Depot and go expect Walmart to pay me.
Mm. That's right.
So you can't keep sowing to the flesh and think you're going to reap the spirit. It won't work. You got to sow to the spirit. So all this teaching that's being done is not spirit, it's flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to prove that it's of God. And let me be clear, brothers and sisters. If God give you his only begotten son, there is nothing he wouldn't give you.
That's right.
Let me be real clear with that. So it's nothing he don't want you to have. It's what he wants you to have that Satan is blinding your mind about, and that's your eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Say that. Say that.
And when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to begin to speak of the Father and of the Son, and he's going to begin to show things up in the Spirit. So hopefully this week we're going to talk about the name of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, so we'll get a better understanding, because the name express the relationship to the Father. So we'll need stuff to underline with that. Also, it's expressed his relationship with the Son.
Mm-hmm.
The name that expressed his own essential deity. See, it's just like there's only one spirit, brother and sister, which is the Holy Spirit. As far as God's spirit is concerned. Now, that doesn't mean it's not other spirits, because there are other spirits.
Yeah,
and we'll get into
that
this week. Why do you think he said, try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God?
Yeah.
Because one thing about God's spirit, they're going to always have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22-23. You're going to always see those fruits. All the time.
Yeah. Amen.
See, now, some people don't realize that the Holy Spirit is still doing his work in the body of Christ, in the church.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
A lot of people won't let it become part of the church because they believe in the organization more than they do the organism. And we'll get into that, too. Because it got to be in the heart. Remember Colossians 2:19? Oh, we got time to read that one before we go any further. Colossians 2:19, please.
Yes. Yeah. In Colossians 2:19. Oops. I'm sorry. In the King James, it reads as follows. And not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible, he is the head, and we are the body. We can grow up healthy in God only as he nourishes us. Amen.
Yeah. See, if the head being taught by the Holy Spirit, why won't you? If the head, see, that's why we got to die in Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
If you died in Christ, you crucified this flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That if we be dead with Christ, the Bible says, now if you're not concerned about the world stuff.
Amen.
I mean, that don't mean you don't eat. That don't mean you don't sleep. Your priorities become different.
Yes.
Your outlook is different. You're spiritual. You don't worry about the flesh. You worry about your eternal life. Your message, and your message is different. Because your message is about eternal life now.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. See, you can tell where somebody is coming from. Because look at